Let Mummy Talk. This is episode 33.
Hello and welcome to episode 33 of Let Mummy Talk. I am Lanique, the host of this podcast. Mother, lover, wife, friend, sister, whatever you want me to be, I'll be her for you. Now, this has been, to say a break, it would be kind of insulting. It's been a very long, long hiatus since I did this podcast, right? And I am so sorry. I fully left you hanging, but life began to life in a way that I could never have imagined. And yeah. We're here. We made it. I mean, you have to celebrate the fact we made it and we are here and we're good. So if you are a returner and you've patiently been waiting for this episode, I thank you from the bottom of my heart. If you are new, if you're a newbie here, well, welcome. Wagwan, what brought you here? Please stay, have a cup of tea, get comfortable, you know. Let Mummy Talk is a podcast all about well-being. It's about positive mental and physical health. We talk everything from parenthood to relationships and general life. Anything that makes you the best version of yourself to live your full life the way you should live it. And one thing I'll say is we try to keep it as positive as possible. Not that we're burying our head in the sand. No, no. We know there's bad things happening like all over, you know. But no, it's more a case of bad things are everywhere. If you want to watch bad things, you've got the news, you've got social media. This is a positive space, just a space to come and just clear your head a little bit. Just, you know, do you, focus on you. And for those who don't know, I have two children, a 9-year-old son and a 6-year-old daughter, and they are the apple of my eye and also the reason for the grey hairs upon my head and my vagina. Because yeah, you get greys down there, ladies. If you didn't know, I'm here to tell you. Sorry, babes, it happens. And these kids of mine really do like to ask questions, so let's kick off with the first one.
What are you loving, Mummy?
I am loving, with a capital L, Tracy Chapman's debut album. So for anyone who didn't see the Grammys, there were obviously a number of performances, but they didn't matter. They were all quite insignificant in comparison to Tracy Chapman's. Now, oh my gosh, she performed on stage and it reignited my love, my passion for her. So I've dug out her debut album from 1988, by the way. I was just 3 years old when it came out. Dug it out and I've been playing it over and over and getting my kids into it as well, getting my kids into her voice, letting them know it's not always about booty shaking and, you know, wigs and weaves. Hello. Sometimes it's just about the quality voice. And Tracy Chapman is that and more.
What a queen.
Now, for those of you thinking it might be a little bit cheeky of me to gloss over the whole of 2023 like I didn't go missing, MIA on you lot. Well, yeah, let's just summarise what happened. It was a year of, I'll say highs and extreme lows. I visited 4 different countries, went to Los Angeles, California, epic. Went to Santorini, beautiful and peaceful. Brussels, the usual one. My husband's obviously from Belgium. And I visited Amsterdam as well. And the lows came in the form of my sister getting a brand new health condition that nobody could have predicted. And it's quite a serious one. And it took its toll on her and the whole family. So that was a pretty big deal. But we thank God that she's here. We thank God that we got through those tough times. And we thank God for showing us who really should be in our life still. Because you know what happens, right? When you go through serious situations in life, you really find out who is there for you and who is supposed to be there for you in the next chapter of your life. And sometimes you've got to cut them loose, even if they're blood. Mm-hmm. And that is all I'm going to say about that, because I want to move forward, not look back.
Positive vibes only, Mummy.
Now, you could be listening to this podcast and thinking, you know what, I'm single and I need to find someone and I just don't know, how can I tell if he's right for me or if she's right for me even? Well, this podcast is going to help you, I'm telling you that for sure. Now, also, you could be sat here in a relationship and questioning whether or not that person makes you truly happy. So I'm hoping that by the end of today's podcast, you will have some clarity, because I truly believe in what I say and I do a lot of research before I bring these podcast episodes to you. So I've done my research, I speak from experience as well. I've been married for almost 5 years and with my partner, my husband, for 11 years. I'm not saying I'm the voice of relationships, but I am saying I done been through it and I have my fair share of stories to tell. And yeah, you get to a point when you look back, you reflect on it all, and it all starts to make sense why it didn't work out before and what was missing. So loving the right person can be transformational in the same way that loving the wrong person can negatively affect or even mess up your whole entire life. Think of it like this, right? In our adult years, so let's say 30s through to our older years, typically our partner is who we spend the most amount of time with, more than anybody else. And if we dig a bit deeper into that, I did some research and the research shows that who we spend our time with evolves as we go through our lives, right? In our teenage years, we spend the most amount of time with, you've guessed it, your parents, your siblings and your friends. And time with parents and siblings peaks at 20 and then declines after that. And as we enter adulthood, we spend more time with our colleagues. Great. That's what you have to hope you have good colleagues, right? Your colleagues, your partners, and your children. Time with a partner trends upwards until death. Let that sink in. So from you find your partner, let's say from your late 20s, early 30s, hopefully, and you continue throughout your life, the time you spend with that partner will go up, but the time you spend with everybody else sadly goes down. Your kids grow up, they don't really come around as much anymore, they're living their own lives, but your partner is there. So who you choose as a partner is the most important decision you will ever make.
Say it again, Mummy.
Who you choose as a partner is the most important decision you will ever make.
Ooh, that's a word.
Bearing that in mind, that we spend more time with our partners than our actual parents over the span of our lives, that's kind of wild, isn't it? You better choose that person carefully. But how do you do that? How do you know that you're making the right choice? I'm here to help you. Fear no more.
Tell me more, Mummy.
Now, full disclosure, I have chosen some rotten, good-for-nothing roaches in the past, and with maturity, I can look back on those situations and say, hand on heart, that there were very clear signs that I chose to ignore, that they were wrong-ins from the start, to be honest with you. But I didn't acknowledge it because I guess I was desperate to find my Prince Charming. But now here's the interesting part. Who you are and how you feel when you're with someone is one of the clearest indications as to whether or not the person is right for you. Do they make you a better person? Not forcibly, but do they make you want to be a better person and do better in your life? Are you at ease with them? Do you feel relaxed? Do you feel calm? Story time, real quick. Back in my dating days, right, I dated guys, like a lot of guys. I had to kiss a lot of frogs to find my Prince Charming. But that's all I did was kiss, obviously. Innocent. Back in my dating days, I dated guys who always made me feel I wasn't quite enough or I was too much. I wasn't thick or curvy enough for one guy. I wasn't calm enough. My style of dress wasn't quite it. Or I was too sensitive and emotional for another guy. I was always left second guessing a lot of things and questioning myself. Should I change this? Should I change that? And an insecurity began to set in, as you can imagine. On top of that, I was never at ease. I was always slightly irritated or frustrated when I was dating these guys. Feeling, I guess, slightly unheard or even invisible. Safe to say, aside from the odd, I don't know, takeaways that those guys got me, they contributed jack diddly squat to my life, okay? There was no value added. And then you fast forward to over a decade and I am now in a beautiful relationship with a man who supersedes my dreams and my expectations. And how do I know he is right? Well, why did I marry him? Because I know I like who I am when I'm with him. He makes me better. He makes me want to be better. He makes me want to grow, try new things. He pushes me, believes in me, trusts me, calms me, and cares for me. To quote an R&B legend, I'm a movement by myself, but I'm a force when we're together. That was Neo for all my non-R&B lovers, by the way. So for all my single listeners and those who may be wondering if they've made the right choice in a partner, here are some signs that someone may well be a positive influence in your life. And not just a positive influence, but potentially the quote unquote right partner.
Number one.
They challenge you to grow and step outside of your comfort zone. Like, we know the comfort zone is a very cozy place to live, right? But no growth happens there. So does your partner or the guy you're dating or the girl you're dating, do they challenge you to step out of that, to go beyond and go to the next level? Like, an example would be with my partner, my husband. He pushes me to want to live in another country. Like, for me, that never interested me. I'm like, no, I'm good here. But he's pushing me to want to try new things and come out of my comfort zone, stop being a scaredy cat and do it. And I love that about him.
Number two.
They provide encouragement and support for your dreams and aspirations and personal development. They believe in you and push you to reach your full potential. Does your partner do that? It's so important, because if you're with somebody who's not doing that, they're doing the complete opposite. It's going to weigh you down, drag you back. You're not going to push yourself. You're not going to feel supported or encouraged to do anything that you want to do. So that is super important. With my husband, I can tell him around tomorrow and say, I want to, I don't know, fly to the moon. And he will look at me and say, have you done your research? And if I say, yeah, I've done my research, he's backing it. He's backing it. Like, literally, I'm a little bit of an indecisive person. I've always got these random, crazy ideas. And he will, within reason, he won't just say, yeah, go ahead, go and do something crazy. But he will always support my ideas and encourage me and steer me. And that is invaluable.
Number three.
They offer constructive feedback aimed at helping you to improve. They care about your growth, man. They care and they are honest, but in a supportive manner. There's two ways you can do that, right? You can choose to be honest with somebody and tear them down, or just do it in a brutal way where there's no love, gentleness or kindness there. But you can also choose to be honest with somebody in a more supportive way, in an encouraging way. Does your partner do that? Does the person you're thinking about tying yourself to forever, do they support you? That's the question. Ask yourself that.
Number four.
They genuinely celebrate your achievements and successes. They are happy to see you win and they do not feel threatened by your accomplishments. Now, that might sound obvious, but I know of many situations where someone's partner has been jealous of their success. Many situations, especially now we're living in a day where many women are actually higher earners than their partners. And for a lot of guys, it's a massive dent in the ego and they can't handle it. So does your partner support and praise you, or do they tear you down? Are they jealous? Are they competitive? Because that is not it. If you sense that, run.
Number five.
They will genuinely bring positive energy to your life consistently. Their presence uplifts you, and rather than causing stress or negativity, it's just good vibes. Now, I know life is life and life be life in, right? But no one can be happy every day. I appreciate that. But if your partner is not able to positively impact on your life and help the way you feel by bringing positivity, what are we doing? It's a really, for me personally, maybe it's not for you, but for me personally, it's a really important thing because there is so much negativity in this world. And obviously not just that, but just as you go through life, you're gonna get things that are gonna get you down, whether it's health issues, money issues, or just what's happening in the world. Things are gonna bring your mood down and you need somebody who can keep you up. And when they're down, you keep them up. It's that balance, isn't it?
Number six.
This one is a very big one. They have a positive influence on your behavior. And you might just notice little positive changes in your behavior, such as your habits or your attitudes, or even adopting healthier lifestyles, more confidence or improved communication. It could be anything. But this one is massive for me because the impact your partner has on you and how you then want to be, how you then go forward into the world, how you behave, all these things is so, so vitally important. Prime example, for those who don't know, I'm a hothead. I always have been. For my little girl, I am a hothead. Say something wrong, cross me, I'll switch on you. Like, it's mad. I just go from 0 to 100. I'm like from Lanique to the Hulk in like 0.5 seconds. However, this is the key. Since meeting my husband, I feel like that element of me has calmed down. Now, to be fair, it could also be maturity. I've got older, right? As you get older, you just kind of like mellow out a little bit more. But I don't put it all down to age. I attribute a lot of it to my husband. He is the most calming force in my life, I'm going to say. Yeah, he's the most calming force in my life. He's a very calm guy. I don't think I've ever seen him get angry. No, I haven't. He gets agitated sometimes by, you know, silly things. But even then, it's just, he's agitated for 5 minutes and then he's calm. Do you know what I mean? But for me, my personality traits and I guess the worst and the ugliest part of me that I wanted to change, he has successfully, without even realizing, without actually doing anything consciously, he didn't train me, there was no therapy, just by being that positive influence, that calming influence in my life, has helped me to change that part of me. And Lord knows I am better for it. So big up my husband, really.
Number seven.
Another one, enhanced self-reflection. Their presence encourages you to self-reflect. You should find yourself considering your values, your beliefs, your goals, and more deeply, leading to personal insights. And again, that word, growth. We want to grow. That's what life's about, growth and development, right? Learning, laughter, joy, all these things. So does your partner help you to self-reflect? And not in a bitchy way, not in a horrible way, not in a putting you down, you need to change this about yourself. Nah, none of that. But do they help you and support you?
Ooh, that's a word.
Okay, guys, so what I decided to do is invite my husband, my bebe, on the podcast. So the reason why I wanted you to come on the pod today was to get another angle, essentially, because obviously I'm talking as a woman, as the wife in the situation, about love and how important certain factors are when it comes to choosing the quote-unquote right person. From your point of view, would you say there were clear signs that I am the right person? Because obviously I'm the right person because you married me. But there were other people you could have chosen. I was just the best candidate by far, right?
No, of course.
Pardon? Why are you nervous laughing? I need you to say I was the best candidate by far.
No, of course.
I'm joking, go on.
I think it's hard to just say, you know, from the very beginning, yeah, that's the person. I mean, some people have it. You know, that's the person I'm going to marry 100% and then just go all in. I think what happened between us was sort of something that evolved into what it is today. I think it was, from the beginning, sort of a, you know, nice feeling, someone that makes you feel good, something that you want to explore, someone who is sort of pushing you to do better, but at the beginning it wasn't like pushing too hard. And then as the relationship went on and obviously things got, you know, as they do, more and more serious as the days go by, then you really see that your other half, or in this case you, were really pushing me hard, but you had my interest at heart. You start to notice that actually certain things that, you know, for example, you were telling me, oh, you know, start thinking about this, thinking about that. You know,
we get really granular? Like, yeah, some examples.
You know, I have always saved money. I've always saved, put money aside, but I also like to spend money. So,
yes, he does, guys.
I probably could have saved a lot more than what I've had in the past. But I think you have taught me, you know, it's good to live life, go on holiday, you know, not shop all the time, because I'm not a big shopper, but it was mainly like when I would buy something, it would be something that would cost a pretty penny. But you would tell me, you know, there are more important things in life. And it's just certain things that, yeah, that you get from someone, and then you start to balance things out. And I think that's what really solidifies that sort of relationship into that's the right person, someone who you can learn from. You know, there's obviously the love element of, you know, just waking up, being happy, thinking about the next 10, 50 years, 100 years with that person.
100 years, that's a long time.
There's obviously all of that lovey-dovey part, but there's also the element of how has that person made you better or has helped you get to the next level.
I made a point earlier, and I think the biggest point that I would say with you, and I don't know if you even realise it yourself, is the impact you've had on my personality and your ability to calm me without even trying. Like, literally, you don't even try. You're very soothing. You have a very soothing nature and a soothing personality. Since meeting you, I feel like I've calmed down in the right way. So the temper, the anger, the quick to get a little bit lippy. I'm still a bit sharp. I'm sharp-tongued, and that ain't going to change because that's who God made me, right? But I think I've learned to rein it in because of you, and I think that was the ugly part of my character that I wanted to change. So I'm so glad that God presented someone like you to me, and I was able to chill in that area, basically.
That's good to know.
I was thinking, is he going to respond? Am I going to be left hanging here? It's good to know. And I feel like, tell me if I'm wrong, but I feel like when we look at how my personality and me as a person, how I've impacted you, I'd say confidence. I'd say you have grown in confidence so much since I met you, and communication. You're not the biggest talker, and I don't think you ever will be, Mr. Chatterbox, but I still think I've rubbed off on you in a sense where now you communicate more. It's not, I don't have to play guessing games. As I still play them sometimes when I'm like, are you okay? You're quite quiet. But it's not as, I guess, frequent as it used to be. You were just mad shy before, and now your chest is up in the air. You walk around with your balls swinging.
Maybe not to that extent.
No, not that your chest is in the air, but your confidence has definitely grown. So yeah, thank you so much, baby. I know you don't like talking on the podcast, but you did it for me, and I appreciate that. Again, another reason why he's Mr. Right. He does things for me that make me happy, even though he's like, I just want to watch my series and go to my bed.
We love to see it.
So in conclusion, ultimately, it is super important to pay attention to how your interactions with your partner, and you can actually apply this to any relationship, not just romantic, but right now we're focusing on romantic relationships, right? So how that partner or your potential partner makes you feel and whether those interactions contribute positively to your overall happiness, growth, and well-being. After all, you're going to spend a lot of time with this person. And that brings us to the end of this podcast. Thank you so much. If you made it to the end, you are a G. And I really appreciate you. So I hope you've learned something from this podcast, something, some food for thought, but also just something to reflect on. Even if it means that you consider more carefully who you choose as your partner. Choose carefully, guys. See you next time.
I hope you enjoyed this episode. Don't forget to share it.